Shed.
Hello and welcome to day 11 of the Cosmic Shed Advent Calendar. Hope you're enjoying it so far. In the first 10 days, we've talked about supermassive black holes at the centre of galaxies, the possibility of finding life on the moons of Jupiter. We've had Tricia Helfer from Battlestar Galactica. We've talked about Star Wars. We've talked about the tech at the heart of Black Mirror. We've had people come and sing us songs right here in the Cosmic Shed. And we've even considered the possibility of levitating Brussels sprouts around the Christmas dinner table. And NASA has plans to go back to the moon, take people back to the moon and beyond out into the solar system. In order to do that, they're going to need a very big rocket. Let's see who's behind door number 11 of the Cosmic Shed Advent Calendar.
I am Dr. Renee Horton. I work for NASA, and I actually have switched positions from engineering with the Space Launch System, and now I work with quality and safety, mission assurance with the same system, which is the Space Launch System. And just a reminder, it's the largest rocket in the world. It'll go the furthest we've ever gone, and it's the most powerful thing we've ever built.
So is that, you've switched from engineering to safety. Does that mean you're kind of, well, what does it mean? Tell me what it means.
So actually I work with the same group of guys. I just kind of jumped the fence on them. And so I spend a lot more time now, not just worrying about the technical feasibility when something's not right, but also the technical and safety of it now as well.
Okay. Okay, and where's it up to? Is it has it progressed since we last spoke?
Oh my God, yes. We've started integrating multiple parts together. And so first we had integrated parts to make individual kind of subparts like the tank. We have a hydrogen tank and an oxygen tank done. We have the qual articles done for that. And so those were like individual pieces, but now we've actually started integrating the sub pieces together. So that's a huge milestone for us. This month, actually maybe within the next week or so, we're about to send off the liquid hydrogen tank, which is our qual article, up to Huntsville. And so it's actually the largest pressure vessel to date that NASA has ever built. And that will actually be on the barge later this month to go up. I think it's the hydrogen tank, yeah, that we're sending up. Maybe it's the oxygen tank, which is a smaller one. But one of the tanks is about to go on the barge to go up to Huntsville. So that'll put us in the testing mode on that tank. One of the other tanks have already been tested. So just some really great things are happening and some really big milestones here to keep moving us forward.
Yeah, because when is it planned to launch it?
2019, late 2019 or the beginning of 2020.
Gosh, so only...
So just about a year or a year, about a year and... or between a year and a year and a half from now, so...
Can you feel the excitement building then towards that?
Oh, the excitement is always here. It's like an amazing thing to be able to walk out and you're actually looking at hardware every day. So it's always excitement here.
Totally. Do you watch the other things that are going on NASA? I mean, do you all stop work and watch the NASA InSight land on Mars the other day?
I did not. I was actually traveling, so I didn't get I was actually in Jamaica, actually, when that was happening. So I didn't get to see that. But a lot of times when they have the engine testings over at Stennis, we'll get to watch those. They have those on the NASA television. So we actually get to see that. And I actually got to see the SpaceX launch. As well, because cool. That was shown on the NASA television as well.
Yeah, brilliant. That was yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. Monday.
Monday
or Tuesday?
Oh yeah, it's a while ago.
Yeah.
No one will know when it's recorded, so it's fine. There's that synergy now between NASA and SpaceX and these other private companies. You're building a massive rocket, they've got massive rockets, and
yeah, so the difference between what we're doing and what they're doing is most of their stuff is for low Earth orbit, and so they'll kind of stay in low Earth orbit, especially the work that they're doing for us takes them to and from space station, which is in low Earth orbit. But this particular system that we're building is to take us past low Earth orbit. So on the mission that we'll do, that we'll launch, it'll circle the Earth and then go out and figure eight around the moon and then come back. So that takes us the furthest we've ever gone, is that figure eight around the moon. So that kind of takes us the furthest we've ever gone.
And is that the 2019 one then? Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a really big one for us.
Yeah, but there's nobody on it at that point, is there?
No. That first mission will be payload and testing and collecting data. And then the second mission will be for humans.
Okay. And when's the second mission? I mean, assuming that one goes
about
well.
About 2 years out. Two years past that one.
And you've also got Dr. H. Tell us about Dr. H.
Yes, I have Dr. H. And thank you guys for supporting and purchasing the book. I really appreciate that. But we have Dr. H. And so it's Dr. H. Explores the Universe. And it turns out to be a 6-book series. Book number 2 releases in January. But we also have a doll. I don't have the doll with me. We actually have a stuffed toy, an 8-inch stuffed toy with a removable lab coat at that. And so she fancies the character in the book. But that just gives the kids something to be able to hold and be able to have a little bit more interaction with as well. We've started for the younger kids. We have Dr. H Explores the ABCs, Dr. H Explores the 1-2-3s, and then the shapes and colors, just so that we are trying to make an impact at an earlier level to be able to show kids people that look like them and also careers that they may not have thought that they could be in. And so we want to show them that these are also careers that they can do.
Yeah, awesome. And is it going well? You know, you're selling quite a few of them and stuff.
Yeah, we sold about 1,000 books in 3 months.
Cool.
And we didn't have any major marketing, so that was all a lot of word of mouth and social media, just kind of campaigns. And so we did really well toward the beginning. And the book came out last November. And like I said, we're about to release the next book in January. But we have constant sales. We get these little reports from the company, if you purchase through Amazon, then it comes directly from the publisher. And so it's been a steady stream of sales through them. And I think just through the publisher without us, so that would be anything like Amazon, Books A Million, or Barnes & Noble, or the online bookstores, we've sold about 400 books.
And is it all, I mean, apart from us, is it all U.S.-based people buying it?
U.S., Canada, and Mexico has been our base as of now. So.
So have we got the only ones in the U.K.? Have we got?
Yeah, probably the only ones in the U.K. with the book. I just took a trip to Jamaica, and they didn't order the book, but we had a sponsor to be able to give away books. So we took 100 books into Jamaica to be able to give away 100 books into Jamaica. So the book currently is in the U.K., because you guys have it, Jamaica, Canada, and Mexico. So we're really excited about that.
That's brilliant. And obviously, last time you joined us, we were talking about Hidden Figures. Have you seen any good films recently?
Not any. I saw Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. That was good,
that
right?
That was, amazing. but nothing. I'm not, a real big movie goer. I prefer reading, so yeah. That's my passion. But I did Hidden Figures because of the story it tells. And then we're gearing up again to for the Walk on the Moon with NASA, so with that anniversary coming up. And so that's a really big deal for us as well.
What are you doing? Can you tell us anything that's happening at NASA for that?
Well, I'm going to Iowa to spend I know. I'm going to Iowa to spend the week speaking about that particular event. With the anniversary coming up next summer. But there's a lot of speaking engagements that'll be done, a lot of outreach as well that'll be done just to commemorate that particular anniversary.
Is that kind of the thinking with, 2019, with the Space Launch System going up to the moon? Is it kind of, 50 years on since we were since we first went there?
Yeah, so we first went there. So that it really coincides really well.
Yeah.
With that anniversary being next year and then the launch actually being next year as well.
So you read, what are you reading at the moment?
What am I reading at the moment? Hold on. So I'm reading a self-help book at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And I can give them a shout out, which is good. It's actually a really good book. So can you see it?
Girl, Wash Your Face.
So I just started this one. My daughter was reading this one too, but it just talks about the things that like to get rid of to be able to really live your life. And then just the other day, someone else asked me what was my favorite book, and The Alchemist is my favorite book. That's my favorite book. It's one of the books that I recommend to all my mentees to read at some point in their life. I try to get them to read that one. And really, then that becomes one of the things we actually talk about while they're in the program. But I like the idea about chasing your dreams and overcoming the obstacles, but it talks about love, it talks about support and that kind of thing. So The Alchemist is something that I'll probably grab over the Christmas break, since we have a little bit of downtime, and probably get into that one. And then this other one, Girl, Wash Your Face. If I get a lot of downtime, which I'm not sure if we're working during Christmas or not, but at least I'll probably get through probably half of this. So I've got some other things popping. I recently got awarded the 2019 Louisianian of the Year in the industry category. So I'm really excited about that honor as well. And the book also won a literature award this year, earlier this year in April. So it won a silver anniversary award for an organization for literature. So
brilliant stuff. Well, we're going to have to order the rest of them. And we've only got the one so far. So then there'll be lots more books in the UK. And hopefully our listeners will buy them as well. And
I hope so. We're mailing them to the UK so you guys can purchase them.
It's great that you're reading a self-help book, but surely you just walk out the door, don't you, and go and look at some rocket stuff, and that kind of helps?
It doesn't always help. Like, the job itself is stressful, and so you have to be mindful that you're really taking care of you when you're doing stressful jobs. And so self-help for me is not only just about the books. It's about making sure that I'm whole as an individual. And so people think that just happens, and it doesn't. You have to be intentional about making sure you are whole as an individual. It's about constant, just like a car and maintenance, right? You change the oil in your car all the time. You change the tires. You make sure you have brakes, you know, just to keep the car going. And your car, if you love your car, it'll give you a lot of miles, and it'll, you know, stay with you for a long time. Well, it's the same thing about your body, your mind, and your soul. So if you are loving your mind, body, and soul, and taking care of it and giving it maintenance, it'll give you, you know, a lot more years than what you're thinking you're going to have. And so one of those things is, even with the books, I try to read those type of books as well, to be able to just feed my mind. Walking out into the factory feeds the intellectual part of me all the time, right? But this feeds the other parts of me as well.
Brilliant. Do you know what feeds me? Watching science fiction. If I need a bit of me time, just put on Doctor Who and I'm all right.
But yes. You always have to have that me time, and you always have to have that happiness that refuels you. Ice cream is my happy space.
So that sounds like you have ice cream. I'll go and watch Doctor Who, and thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks so much to Renee for joining us here in the Cosmic Shed again. Going from working on the engineering of that rocket that's going to take NASA back to the moon, now Renee's responsibility is considering the safety and quality of the space launch system, NASA's rocket, even bigger than the Saturn V. We'll see you tomorrow for day 12 of the Cosmic Shed Advent Calendar.
The Cosmic Shed.
Science fact.
Science fiction.
And everything in between.